Shalom to all! Today we're on Mesachas Vachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chos Asur Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zechir Fan Yerzi B'Gogon, Bikar of Mamesh. Now we continue discussing Pigel, and pay attention to the following. Pigel, as we know, is a machshava of Chutz L'Zmanoi, that the Kohen has thought that he's going to do one of the avodes, let's say, sprinkle the blood, Chutz L'Zmanoi, beyond the time that he's allowed to, that passes the carbon, and actually it's a very high level of psul, namely, the one who eats from it is Chayiv Kares. Now this is said in the Torah regarding a carbon shlamim, and we learn from there that this applies to other carbonas that are like a shlamim. Namely, they have to be a davar shiyash lematirim. What does that mean? So in order for a carbon to be mutar ba'achila, it needs to have zrikas adam. The blood needs to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. That makes the carbon a davar shiyash lematirim. Something that has a matir. The matir is the blood. The blood being sprinkled on the mizbeach is the matir. That is what permits the carbon to be allowed to be eaten. Therefore, we learn from here that pigel applies to anything which has a matir, but not to the matir itself. So for example, as we're going to see in the Mishnah, even if the carbon is pigel and one would be chayiv kares for eating its meat, the blood is not pigel because the blood is not a davar shiyash lematirin. There's nothing that matters the blood. It is the matir for the carbon, but it doesn't have its own matir. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. Ve'il dvarim she'in chayiv alein mishum pigel. The following things one is not going to be chayiv pigel for. Hakoy mitzvah levoina. These two things are part of a mincha. We know that carbon mincha in general is flour, oil, and levoina, which is frankincense. And the basic idea of a lot of carbonous mincha is that we have all the ingredients together. The kohen then takes a kmitza, which is like a fistful of the mincha, that's burned on the mizbeach, and then the rest of the mincha is able to be eaten, which means that the kmitza, or the kaimetz, is the matir of the carbon mincha that makes the mincha a davar sheyesh loy matirin. Therefore, if he has an improper thought of michotzos manoi in the process of bringing the mincha itself is pigel, and if he eats from it, he's going to be chayiv kares, but the matir, the kaimetz, or the levaina, since they are not a davar sheyesh loy matirin, again, they are the matir for the mincha, but they themselves are davar she'ein loy matirin, they don't have anything else that permits them, one is not going to be chayiv pigel, meaning he's not going to be chayiv kares if he eats them. The Mishnah continues, v'aktayres, the ketaris in the base of Mikdash, it's not even meant to be eaten, it's supposed to be burned, and u'michas kehan, u'michas kohen moshiach, these are all different types of menachos that are considered davar she'ein loy matirin. Here's one that we mentioned at the introduction to the Mishnah, the hadam, the blood of a carbon, the blood itself is davar she'ein loy matirin, v'hanesachim abayim b'fnei atzman, and nesachim, libations, which is wine that's poured on the mizbeach, that's what nesachim is. If they come by themselves, they're not connected to a carbon. Divra Meir, that last member is a corn trav Meir. All these things are considered davar she'ein loy matirim. Therefore, a thought of chutzos manoi is not going to make them into pigel. Now, the Chum just argue with Rav Meir on this last din. Af habayim im habehema, even nesachim that are brought along with a behema, many carbonos require certain nesachim, certain libations to be brought along with them. And even so, says the Chachamim, they're not considered davar she'esh loy matirim. They're still considered separate from the carbon. And therefore, even if the carbon became pigel, the nesachim are different, and there's no din of pigel on the nesachim. Here we have another machlokes, loig shemen shel metzaira. What about the loig of oil of metzaira? We know that metzaira is a person who has saras, the skin affliction of sorts. When he goes through his tahara process, he has to bring a whole loig of oil. Some of it is used and applied on the body of the metzaira. The rest of it, though, is eaten by the kehanim. As there's machlokes about this as well, Reb Shimon says, ein chayav an olav mishum pigel. One is not chayav pigel for this, is not considered a davar she'esh lematirin because it's brought on its own. It's not connected to anything else. Whereas Rav Meir says, Chayav al mishum pigel, one would be chayav pigel for this oil of the metzaira. Why is that? Shadam ha'asham matiroi, because the blood of the carbon asham is matirit. We know as part of his tahara process, a metzaira has to bring a carbon asham, and that carbon is a davar sheshlo matirin, namely, as we've said, the blood being sprinkled on the mizbeach. And so Rav Meir holds that this loig shemen of metzaira is matired by the blood of the carbon asham, therefore it's considered a davar sheshlo matirin. And as we said, v'chol sheshlo matirin, anything that has a matir, bein lo adam, bein lo mizbeach, whether the matir allows it to be eaten by a person or the matir allows it to be brought on the mizbeach, chayav an ol mishum pigel, so there is a chiyav of pigel. And now we continue to talk about this, Mishnah Dalid, ha'ayla, a carbon ayla, how is this a davar shesh lamatirim? If we're not able to eat the meat of a carbon ayla, we know that ayla is completely burned on the mizbeach, still, dama matris b'sal mizbeach, the blood being sprinkled on the mizbeach, now is the matir for us to be allowed to put the meat of the carbon ayla on the mizbeach, so it's considered davar shesh lamatirim, and also it allows the hide to be taken by the kaihanim, and so oila is a davar shesh lamatirin. Oila is ha'if, a bird oila, dama matres b'sar l'mizbeach, its blood also being sprinkled on mizbeach allows us to put the bird itself on the mizbeach to be burned. Chatas ha'if, a carbon chatas, which is a bird, dama matres b'sar l'kaihanim, its blood being sprinkled on mizbeach is the matir for the meat of this bird to be eaten by the kaihanim. Param hanisrafim, musrim hanisrafim, these are two different types of carbon chatas which are burned completely, still they're considered davar shesh lamatirin. Because Daman Matras Himurain Li Karev, the blood being sprinkled, allows the limbs and parts of it to be brought, meaning that's a necessary step in the process. Therefore, it's considered Dover Shesh Lamatirin. However, Rav Shimon says, Kol She'in Al Mizbeach Chitzui Kishlamim, anything which is not brought on the outer Mizbeach, which is the main Mizbeach in the Azara, like a carbon Shlamim is, Ein Chayavan Al Mishum Pigol, then there's no din of Pigol. Therefore, these Parman Estrafim and Seir Man Estrafim we just mentioned, that their blood is not brought on the outside of Mizbeach, rather on the inside of Mizbeach, in the Heichol, they actually do not have a din of Pigol. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay, continue to discuss this, and on to Mishnah Vav with something else. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.